This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning, this is Monique Buchanan, the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. And on this show, I talk all things real estate. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in. Well, good morning, Las Vegas. It is the host of the Welcome Home with Monique show. I am Monique Buchanan, your local Las Vegas realtor. And I have a great show for you today. You guys, it's been beautiful outside, right? You're probably outside right now working, listening to a little smooth jazz. And if you are, you know that that heat is coming, okay? The 115 degree weather is on its way. You know, we're enjoying the, 68, 73 degree weather. But guess what, guys? That heat is coming. So I am going to be proactive, all right, proactive, and go ahead and have my friend and colleague, Mr. Jabari Sadler, come on. He is my everything solar expert. Let me tell you, this man, he knows it all when it comes to solar. Jabari, are you there? Thank you so much for coming on, Jabari.
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, and so can my listeners. So listen, can you just... can we just jump right into this? Because they all know that I always brag about how I've had solar. I absolutely love my solar. I appreciate my solar, especially last summer? Nevada Power is a monopoly basically out here. I don't know another power company. So to me, that's a monopoly. And they are able to raise the rates as they so see fit. And they have been, let me tell you. So I've had past clients call me, friends call me, neighbors tell me, Monique, my power bill has went up an astronomical amount. How much are you paying for your solar? And when I tell them that I've been paying for the last 6 years, $120 a month, and I have, not a huge house, but a 2,300 square foot home, and my husband likes it cold. And listen, we don't have to worry about, making sure it's set on 75. No, my husband likes it cold. So we can do that because we have solar. So can you jump into it? Well, what I want to do today is break up some myths. Can we just start with that, as a matter of fact, before we even start about the benefits? Let's just start with the myths, okay? I have clients that say, well, Monique, if I get solar, I'm not going to get that tax credit. You're supposed to get a tax credit, but I heard that the tax credit is only if I already owe the IRS. If I don't owe the IRS, I'm not going to get the tax credit for solar. Can you kind of go over the tax credit a little bit?
Yes, Monique, I'm glad you brought that one up. That's a big one. I love clearing up the rumors and clearing up the untruth. Right. So that is absolutely incorrect. So the way it works is the federal government, and let me preface this by saying that this is an election year, right?
Right.
So what's happening this year is we're getting a whole new administration, whole new president, right?
Right.
So what's available today may not be available next year is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But yes. Under the current administration, the way the law is written is that the federal government is covering up to 30% of the cost for homeowners to make that switch from dirty energy by way of the grid, right?
Mm-hmm.
The monopoly, as you called it, that's the correct term, to going to clean energy from the sun.
Right.
Because let's face it, we're in an energy crisis. Our air quality is the worst it's ever been. And if we don't make this shift over to clean energy ahead of everyone getting electric vehicles, let's keep it real.
Right.
Then we won't have enough electricity to power cars and power AC at the same time. It's just too much power.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get 50% of America on clean energy to basically allow us to have more freedom from being tied to the grid. Okay.
Absolutely.
And so, yes, the government is covering 30% of that cost.
Yes.
So let's give you an example. If your system that you installed, and that includes, all of your options, if you added a battery backup system so that you don't lose power, and if you added EV chargers because you want to be able to power your car from the sun, whatever that total amount is, let's say it's $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Times 30%. That amount is $10,500 that the government is paying for your system.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you owe the IRS or not. The only thing that matters is if you have tax liability. So 90% of us all have tax liability, meaning we work.
Right.
So if you work, then you're liable for tax.
Right.
You're liable for tax.
Right.
That's all it means. Mm-hmm. And so for majority of us that are homeowners, we are W-2 employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
means our taxes come out of our check every 2 weeks or whatever your pay cycle is, right? Once a month for teachers or whatever it is, once every week, you know, depending on your job.
Right.
So that tax is already being paid throughout the year. So let's say I bought a solar system that was $35,000 last year or this year, then now when I file my taxes, the government is going to give me $10,500 back. Because wow. I've already paid those taxes.
Wow.
Right? So it becomes a refund against taxes that I've already paid. So you don't have to owe. You've already paid those taxes. And in the example of those of us that are entrepreneurs or 1099 independent contractors, the credit still applies. Right?
Right.
So that same $10,500, for those of us that are 1099, we don't have taxes coming out of our check every 2 weeks or once a month. Right?
Right.
At the end of the year is typically when we pay our taxes. So if I haven't paid quarterly, some people do, then at the end of the year, let's say I owe $30,000 to Uncle Sam,
mm-hmm.
then $10,500 gets deducted from what I owe. Now I only have to write a check for $20,000 in that example.
Yes.
So the credit applies whether you're an independent contractor or whether you're a W-2 employee, we all get the same money.
Yes. Yes. You just broke that myth right on up. So
yes.
They will definitely still get that credit. Now, what about all these ads you see, you know, when you're clicking through TikTok or Facebook or whatever, you know, your vice is, you know, zero for solar if you're in Nevada. You know, can you touch on that?
I'm glad you brought that one up, too. That was another big one. You see ads on YouTube all the time. I see them, too, because when I'm on YouTube, of course, I'm searching things, all things solar. So, of course, my algorithms are showing me a lot of solar ads. And I'm sure those of you that are searching for solar, you're probably seeing that too.
Right.
So yes, those ads are all clickbait. You know, $0, you don't pay anything for solar. Solar is free. Solar is not free.
Right.
Okay. All of those things are just clickbait for you to click on it. Let me explain what they mean when they say free, because of course that's a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that we are all already paying for electricity every single month. So all we're doing is switching stores, right? Instead of paying a liability, aka the monopoly, aka NV Energy every month, because they are what? They are inflating their costs every single year,
mm-hmm.
right? So with that inflation, that means that what I'm paying today is not what I'm paying next month. It's not what I'm paying a year from now. It's certainly not what I'm paying 10 years from now.
Right.
So what we're saying is, and you mentioned it at the start of the call, you're paying a fixed amount every month with solar. So instead of me paying the utility $387 this month, and then next month I use a little more power and it's $487, and then maybe by the summer it's $587 and $687, and then maybe in the winter it goes down to $287, right? That's too much fluctuation. Most people can't budget that way. They can't go up and down. Where's that money coming from? So with solar, instead of you doing that fluctuation, you're paying a fixed amount every month. And traditionally, it's 5% less than what you're paying today, up to 40% less of what you're paying today. So that's why they're saying, hey, you're not spending any new money to go solar. You're already paying for solar, except you don't get to have solar because you're renting your energy from the utility until the day you die. You never catch up. You never own it. It never becomes an asset.
Right.
And so we're just saying, instead of you paying a liability every month, mm-hmm. switch that money and have it go to an asset every month, which increases your home's value, right? And mm-hmm. eventually you have no more payments because you've paid off this asset. And that's the idea.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's what, you know, everybody, oh, I'm so scared. I don't want to get another a loan. Well, wait a minute. You're in a lifetime loan with NV Power, you know, with the electric company. You're in a lifetime loan. Just tell me when you paid that off and we'll move forward. You know what
I mean? Correct. And what is your interest rate on that lifetime loan? It's 100%.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And your payment is not even fixed. At least when you buy a house and you have a loan, your payment's fixed for 30 years. With the power company, it's not fixed. They can just raise it when they so choose. So I would run away from that situation personally and get into a situation just like when you purchase a home. You have something that you can count on. For instance, I'm about to list my property for rent, okay, because I'm buying another house. Now, one of the benefits, another benefit in me having the solar, and by the way, I'm sorry, let's do this. If you're just tuning in, this is Monique Buchanan. I've got none other than Mr. Jabari Sadler on right now with me. He is everything solar. If you're interested in having a consultation with Jabari, letting him give you a custom fit consultation for your specific property, you can do so by calling 702-984-3700. 702-984-3700. Monique Buchanan. Yes, this is a real estate show, but hey, this is part of this. This is part of real estate. You know, we have to cool our homes down in the summer. We live in the desert. So I want to make sure that you have all options and you're not just stuck going one way that could be possibly hurting your pocket and the environment at the same time. So 702-984-3700. Now back to what I was saying. I am going to be renting out my property. And here's a benefit for you out there that are thinking about renting your property. And so now when I rent my property out, normally I can rent it out for about $2,500, right? $2,500. I'll be able to rent it out for $2,700 because I'm going to tell my renter, you only have to pay gas and water. The power I've got, because I have a fixed power. It's 120. I know it's 120, no matter how crazy she gets. You know what I mean? Worst case scenario, might get a couple dollar bill from MV Energy for, you know, the very worst case scenario in like June or July, maybe $100. So I can budget with that, right? And then she's happy because now my renter doesn't have to worry about a $500 bill in the summer because she doesn't have to pay it. I'm taking care of that. So that's a huge benefit when I'm renting out my property. You should have seen how excited she was when I said, you don't have to worry about power. I've got you covered. Her being a single mother, that was huge for her. Huge. So that's a total benefit. So what do you say to that? Oh, you've got two bills. That's another myth. Well, it's not kind of. Well, you have two bills. Let's touch on that. You have two bills if you go with solar.
Yes, let's touch on that. That's another good one. Man, you got some good ones today, Mo.
I'm trying because I truly believe in solar. It's been, I believe the people that have never had solar, they talk bad about it. But if once you get it, there's no going back. It's kind of like private school.
Keeps on giving.
Yeah, charter school, private school, and public school. Now, don't come for me, my public teachers. I love you guys. I support y'all. Y'all need to get paid more. But at the same time, now that I've, you know, same thing. It's like once we're here, we're not going back.
That's right. So, yeah, so let me break this part down. So this is a very good one. So the way solar is designed is that you have what's called 100% offset. And so why we use 100% offset is because we want to offset 100% of the power that your home needs from getting it from the grid to getting it from the sun. Okay. So if I design a system that's slightly smaller than what your house needs, then that may be a 90% offset. You guys get the idea. If it's 75% offset, same concept. Mm-hmm. And then conversely, if I design a bigger system than someone needs, let's say I'm talking to a client and I design a 100% offset system, and during the consultation, they say, hey, Jabari, me and my wife, you know, we're adding a pool to this house in about 2 years. Then I would want to increase that offset to maybe 105%, right? Because now I want the solar to also cover the needs of the pool that's going in, right? Because pools consume more electricity. You got pool pumps.
Right.
You got pool heaters. You got a lot of different types of pool.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Don't turn that same heater thing on. You're going to see a serious bill.
Right. You're going to, anytime, the key word is anytime you got heat in the equation, it equals more electricity.
Right. Right.
Whether it's your car, whether it's your house, when there's heat, any type of electric heat uses a lot of electricity. So therefore, we want to design the proper system for your house. That's why custom consultation is important. We're not doing something that's cookie cutter. It's not a one size fit application. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, I did design a system that was 100% offset, but then that customer did decide to go and add a pool 3 years later. Then of course, when they're using that pool, then it wasn't designed, you know, to be able to handle that much electricity. So when they go in, maybe in the summer and they're using that pool, then they might see 100 kilowatts extra power that they didn't get from solar that had to come from the grid, right? So that's when they would have a bill for the electric company for that month, but maybe not so much in other months when the solar was designed to do what it was doing, right? So that's why it's so important that when we design our solar systems, we're not only just looking at your current consumption, mm-hmm. but we're also looking at, hey, you may be adding an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. Your spouse may be adding an electric vehicle. We need to increase the system size to cover this extra consumption for these vehicles, right? And so that's kind of where the myth comes from. Back in the day, smaller system size. We might have designed an 80% system size 10 years ago. And then, of course, over time, you know, we tend to use more power in our homes. When COVID happened, think about it. Everybody was working from home. Kids were doing school from home. So the consumption in our homes went up 20%. All that person would have to do is just add more solar to get that offset back to 100%. And then now they're no longer getting power from the grid. They're getting all their power back from the sun again.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. That's amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, I just don't see why not, especially.
It's a no-brainer, right? It's an IQ test. That's what we said.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, why would I want to continue to have to pay these folks and they can continue to go up on me? I just don't understand it. So if you're just tuning in, this is Monique Buchanan. We're speaking with Mr. Jabari. He is going over the benefits of solar. Tell me, let me get the number out. If you're interested in having a consultation, okay, it'll be via Zoom, 702-984-3700, 702-984-3700. If you're thinking about getting solar on your home, yes, 702-984-3700, because the heat is coming, okay? I am your local Las Vegas realtor. If you're thinking about listing your property or selling it or purchasing a property, you can also reach out to me and my team, Monique Buchanan. We are the Welcome Home Group, 702-984-3700. Okay, so real quick, are there any cons to getting solar? Some folks say it's ugly. It's ugly on the house, Jabari. It's ugly. What do you have to say to that?
That's a good one, too. That's a good one. So that one also goes back to, right, 20 years ago, solar was ugly. It was blue. It had white lines, white borders. It was thick off your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now solar is sleek.
Yeah.
Solar is black on black. It looks like a modern, you know, plasma TV. It's very, very modern. And on today's roof, it looks very, very modern and professional. It mm-hmm. looks like a smart home as opposed to a dumb home.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe
dumb home.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, think about your resale value, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you sell your home 10 years, 20 years from now, what's the chances that that new homeowner is going to want a smart home? Are they going to be driving a smart car? Yes.
Yeah.
Do they need somewhere to plug that smart car into? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what the utility rates will be in 10 or 20
oh,
years?
Goodness.
Do they want to plug in to the grid every single night and charge their car at 70 cents per kilowatt hour? No.
Right.
So they'll be looking for the homes that are already smart, that they can plug and play, and they can just have great energy efficiency and not have to worry about anything going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's coming, whether we like it or not. This is the future. This is the future. So why not jump ahead of it and go ahead and you know, save yourself some money now instead of down the road, not to mention the earth. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to leave the, you know, the cleanest earth I can for my children. I still have a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old. So, you know, I'm trying to think of them as well. And also my pocketbook. Right. So,
That's right.
So, yeah. So we're just going to keep it. Listen, I keep it 100 on this show. My clients and my listeners already know. So, you know, there's just so many benefits to solar. Like I said, I enjoy my solar. I don't have to be worried about the maintenance. I have not had to have mine maintenanced like at all. I've had them for 7 years. So is that a concern maybe somebody would have? What does the maintenance look like? Like, do they have to go up there and clean them off? Or how does this work, Jabari?
Yeah, that's another good one. Yes, maintenance, right? So one of the things I love about solar is that there is no maintenance. And same thing with electric vehicles, right? When you decide to make that switch to electric, think about oil changes, think about fluid changes and transmission and differential and tune-up and spark plugs. Those are the typical things that you have to do with a gas-powered vehicle.
Right.
That's none of those components, right? There's no gears, there's no motors, there's no fluids on a solar system. Everything is non-moving, everything is electrical. So as long as you keep the panels clean from any, you know, leaves and debris and, you know, even bird poop and stuff like that typically gets washed off with the rain.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that's right.
Yeah, so it's pretty maintenance free. And of course, you've got a 25-year production guarantee. Mm-hmm. So you have that peace of mind that your system is going to be producing all the power it should be producing for 25 long years, as well as a 25-year warranty. So, again, there's no reason to keep getting power from the grid. That's the old way.
Yes, absolutely. Now, and as a realtor, I can say this much. I'm renting my property out, so it's definitely benefiting me. But even if I were to sell my property with the solar panels, all that has to happen is my new buyer just has to qualify, which if they qualify for a house, they're definitely going to qualify for my $120 payment of my solar. You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
So it's not going to hinder me on selling my house at all. In fact, I have many buyers that ask me, hey, do you have any houses that already have the solar on them, Monique? They're already asking, of course, because their rental property was costing them an arm and a leg in power. So they're already asking me, hey, by the way, Monique, if you have any properties that already have the solar panels, please show them to us, because now they don't have to, you know, wait for them to be installed. They're just going to get the benefits of having that lower power bill, especially if there's a pool right out the gate. So let's talk about that. What does that look like? Like how long does it take from your free consultation and they say, you know what, this is a no-brainer, we definitely want to go forth and get these solar panels, Jabari. How long does that typically look like to have the solar panels up, running, and working for them?
Yes, that's another good benefit of our system, is that we are using all in-house engineering, as well as permits, as well as utility approvals, as well as the installation.
Okay.
So we typically can be installed within 45 days.
Because normally, yeah. You guys, listen to my listeners, please hear me. I love solar, but I'm not going to lie to you. When I got my panels, it took about 3 months. 3 months. Uh-huh. Before I actually got them up on the roof working. So you're telling me that this company will get them done, because 45 days will be smoking hot. You're thinking about getting solar, this is definitely the way to go, because, you know, we'll be halfway in the summer if you use a different company, you know, because most of the other companies are 3 months or longer. So that's huge, Jabari. 45 days, they can be taking advantage of the lower cost of their power.
I know. You probably fell out of your chair.
No, I really did. I was like, wow, 45 days. That means that this show is right on time. Right on time.
Energy.
By the beginning of May, you've already got your solar panels up there and you are enjoying sipping tea by your pool.
That's right. And you're getting that, to take advantage of that full 30% federal tax credit. It used to be 20%, then 22%. It's never been 30% before.
Oh, wow.
Again, we got a new administration coming in. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, you know what? We're just going to end it right there with that. I mean, that was a bombshell. 45 days, guys. If you're listening, you've been thinking about getting solar, you've been on the fence. If you trust me at all, that was like one of the best things I ever did, Jabari, was get solar. That put about $2,000 extra into my pocket over the summer. And that was 7 years ago.
Wow.
My bill was like $500. Well, it was like four something for 1 month. I thought MV Energy had made a mistake. I called them. I said, you guys have made a mistake on my bill. But anyways, so all jokes aside, guys, if you're interested in a consultation, nobody's going to force you to do anything. You guys know how I am. I like to provide information. If you're ready, you're ready. If you're not, at least you got the information, got the answers that you needed. 702-984-3700, 702-984-3700. Don't worry, I say it again at the end of the show. I am your local Las Vegas realtor, Monique Buchanan, and I am here to assist with all your real estate needs. But this is my partner, Jabari Sadler, and he will assist in your solar needs. Jabari, thank you so much for coming on today. We really appreciate your insight and your knowledge on solar.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here. This has been a pleasure. This is fun. Solar is fun, right? Getting your energy from the sun is fun. And it's the smartest thing you can do from a financial standpoint. So we're here to help homeowners make that switch.
Yes, absolutely. And we all need to make the switch. We really do. So thank you again, Jabari. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and pivot into my listings. We've got the first one just listed at 1.5 $4 million. It is over 4,000 square feet. The lot size is over 20,000 square feet. You've got an RV parking. You have a saltwater pool with, of course, spa, all right, and waterfall. You have views of the Las Vegas Strip as well as the mountains, okay? This home, one whole half of the home, is nothing but the primary bedroom, ensuite, bathroom, and primary closet. Now, if that gives you any idea, okay? As well as you have a theater room. There's just so much. I could go on and on and on. It'd be better if you just jumped. If you want to jump onto my YouTube channel, you can check it out for yourself. You will see it right there on my YouTube channel. In fact, all the homes I pretty much mentioned today, you will see or you can view on my YouTube channel, Welcome Home with Monique, okay? So once again, that address, it's online right now. We do have it listed, 5450 Serenity Brook Drive, okay? Area code, zip code 89149, okay? So here's another one. Now this one has a multi-gen. Do you know how hard those are to come by? So there's a new builder not too far from this property, and they actually have, they're building the multi-gens. And let me share this with you. Their multi-gens are going for around the same price and they're around the same size. But when you buy brand new, you're not going to have all the amenities that this multi-gen has. Okay. Now listen, I can't name them all, but I'm going to give you some of the key amenities. All right. This multi-gen has a pool and spa. Yes, it does. It comes with a fire bar, a full outdoor kitchen. Okay. Multiple sitting areas, as well as another bar under the covered patio. All right. It has an electric shade that comes down and actually makes the space 20 degrees cooler. All right. Now, inside the home, there's a theater room. There's the multi-gen, which is downstairs. So if you're somebody that cannot do the stairs, you have a full-size multi-gen downstairs, which includes a kitchenette. All right. Living room. Right. Full bath. All downstairs. Okay, so this is like ideal for people that want to have multiple families under one roof, right? So you have that multi-gen, or if maybe you want to do the Airbnb thing, maybe you want to rent it out, you know, and have that that income help you out with your mortgage. There's so much that you can do with a multi-gen. And for you that don't know, a multi-gen simply means basically like a casita attached to the home, all right? And it's downstairs. Now this home upstairs as well, about 500 square feet in the primary bedroom of nothing but closet and bathroom, okay? The closet and the bathroom is probably around 500 square feet. So that is just, you know, it's beyond the norms. Let's just say that. The home is only a 2017, well-maintained. You could turn the theater room into a six-bedroom if you want. It has surround sound. Landscaping's completely done. Now, that's the difference. There's a waiting list for these multi-gens with the brand new builder. And when those folks finally, after months of waiting, do have the opportunity to buy, now they have to worry about the prices went way up while they waited, because while you're on the list, guess what? You're not able to lock that price in. So the price for this multi-gen, and it is in the Northwest community as well, very near the Aliante community, it is going for, or we have it listed at $737,999. Now listen, like I said, the brand new homes are listed for very close to the same amount, but you're not gonna have the pool. The new homes don't come with a pool. You're gonna have to spend money on the pool. You're gonna have to spend money on the landscaping. You're not gonna have the outdoor fireplace. So that there's just so much benefit in it. That address is 1025 Claystone Ridge. 1025 Claystone Ridge. So 2501 Blue Aloe. This one is under $330,000 and they are giving $10,000 towards buyers closing costs if they need. You heard me right, guys. Under $330,000, 1385 square feet, three bedroom, two car garage, gated community. Now the last listing was just remodeled, new carpet, new paint, new flooring, vinyl flooring, three bedroom, three bath, with a den, 1946 square feet, listed at $409,999, 6280 Highland Gardens. Okay, this is also in the Aliante area. You heard me right, guys, 6280 Highland Gardens. And by the way, the first property that I mentioned for $1.5 million, 5450 Serenity Brook, that property has paid off solar. Okay, guys, I hope you see the value in having me list your property. I can drive a lot of traffic towards your property in a market right now that is so needed. Okay, so if you're interested in listing your property, my number is 702-984-3700, and your property will be showcased right here on KUMV 91.5 with thousands of wonderful KUMV listeners. You guys have a blessed weekend, and until I hear from you, this is Monique Buchanan.
Thank you for listening. Please remember, all terms discussed are simply an estimate. My license number is S178846. My phone number, if you'd like to contact me, is 702-984-3700. You can also find me on YouTube. And please join me tomorrow at my church, Living Word Church on Hassel. I am part of the EXP Realty Group.